I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Some changes that impact public access to certain areas of Hartsfield-Jackson-Atlanta International Airport go into effect today. According to CBS 46, the domestic and international terminals, the SkyTrain, the rental car center, and the parking decks will be off limits from 11 p.m. till 4:30 a.m. each day, with exceptions for ticketed passengers and those meeting or assisting passengers. Airport officials say the goal is to improve safety and security and to clear out space for the construction workers who are building the new canopy and other projects. It will also allow cleaning crews to more easily clean high-volume public areas. The new hours of operation mean public areas will no longer be an option for the homeless looking for a place to sleep during the overnight hours. Airports in Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles have implemented similar plans. A former Atlanta area medical examiner is facing more charges for running an opioid distribution ring. Dr. Joe Burton allegedly wrote over 1,000 false prescriptions for the painkillers in exchange for sexual favors and sexually explicit photographs. He was first indicted last October on illegal drug distribution charges. Investigators now say Burton was working with people in several counties to distribute the drugs, so conspiracy charges and 7 co-defendants have been added to the case. Well, more Georgia counties are suing opioid manufacturers to recoup the cost of the ongoing addiction epidemic. WALB reports that Lee County commissioners have voted to join an existing lawsuit. And lawyers tell the Athens Banner-Herald that Sumter County is joining a lawsuit that already includes Athens-Clark, Oconee, Chandler-Crisp, and Jeff Davis counties. Savannah is lessening the penalty for people caught with a small amount of marijuana. Starting in July, first-time offenders will be cited and fined instead of arrested. The city council voted 8-1 yesterday to approve the change. The Savannah Morning News reports that the ordinance allocates $30 from each $150 fine to help pay for local drug treatment programs. And Democratic primary voters will see 4 questions on their ballots in May. One of them will call for the creation of a nonpartisan redistricting system. Party Chairman DeBose Porter tells the AJC he's challenging the Republicans to put the redistricting question to their voters as well. March is Women's History Month, and as GPB intern Sydney McConnell reports, an International Women's Day rally will take place at the Capitol next week.
State Representative Erica Thomas, a Democrat who represents Austell, will speak at the rally. She wants to start a movement to train women and girls to get involved in state government just like her.
Our hashtag is We Are Qualified, and our hashtag is Capital Women, because we want to be capital women and be role models for women all over the state of Georgia. And not just women, we want to be role models for little girls to say, look, I can be a state senator, I can be a representative, I can be an elected official, and I can be a leader in my state.
The International Women's Day rally will be held at Liberty Plaza at 2 o'clock on March 8th. Rallies will take place all around the world that day. For GPB News, I'm Sydney McConnell in Atlanta.
For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.